Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. A national push is underway to make our homes and businesses more energy efficient. Sabhajit Banerjee, an assistant professor of chemistry at the University at Buffalo, tells us about a new kind of window his school has developed.
Imagine a world where your windows blocked heat from coming into your house only during hot days. In a place like Las Vegas or Phoenix or even New York City, this kind of technology could save you a whole lot of money. The research my students and I are doing at the University at Buffalo is bringing us closer to the day when these kinds of smart windows become a reality. We work with a synthetic material called vanadium oxide. Vanadium oxide is special because it undergoes what we call a phase transition at a certain temperature. As a powder or as a bulk chunk, vanadium oxide is transparent to heat until the temperature rises to about 153 degrees Fahrenheit. At temperatures higher than that, vanadium oxide begins to reflect heat instead. Now, 153 degrees Fahrenheit is way too high to be useful for homeowners, but my research team has discovered that it's actually possible to manipulate vanadium oxide to lower the temperature at which the compound begins reflecting heat. By creating vanadium oxide as a nanomaterial, by making it very, very small, we've been able to lower its trigger temperature to 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Adding the element tungsten to vanadium oxide nanowires makes an even bigger difference, dropping the trigger point down to 7 degrees Fahrenheit. We are currently working to get better control over vanadium oxide's phase transition temperature. Because of research like this, we are closer now than we've ever been to incorporate these materials into coatings for energy-saving windows. Maybe one day, a few years from now, you'll be installing some of your own.
That was the University at Buffalo's Sabhajit Banerjee. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Sunshine.